I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Morning, everyone. I want to speak very briefly today about our economy and what we're doing to lower the cost for American families. And there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. Still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength. The purpose that we've set out to accomplish and the progress we've made, I think, is critical. At the time I took office, about 16 months ago, the economy had stalled and COVID was out of control. Today, thanks to the economic plan and the vaccination plan that my administration put in action, America has achieved the most robust recovery in modern history, just 2 years removed from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The job market is the strongest it's been since just after World War II. We've got more evidence of that today. We learned in May the economy added 390,000 new jobs, bringing the total since I took office to 8.7 million new jobs, an all-time record. We learned that more Americans entered the labor force in May. In fact, working-age people have come back into the workforce at a faster rate in this recovery than at any point in the last 40 years. That means that the unemployment rate is near historic lows, and the number of Americans on unemployment benefits has gone from record highs to record lows, with millions of Americans moving up to better jobs with better pay. And American manufacturing is booming, 600,000 new manufacturing jobs created since I took office. But it isn't only about jobs. Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013. That confidence and comfortability is part of the reason why Americans applied to start more new small businesses last year than ever before in American history. And because of our historically strong growth, we have strengthened Medicare and Social Security programs that millions of American families rely on. Yesterday, I learned that Social Security and Medicare trust funds will be able to pay benefits for longer than previously projected before we pass the American Rescue Plan. The reason? A faster-than-expected recovery in jobs, earnings, economic growth. It's all strengthened the financial prospects for these bedrock programs. In fact, America is in a stronger economic position today than just about any other country in the world. Independent experts have projected that the U.S. economy could grow faster than China's economy this year. That hasn't happened since 1976, nearly one half century ago. The point is this. We've laid an economic foundation that's historically strong, and now we're moving forward to a new moment where we can build on that foundation. Build a future of stable, steady growth so we can bring down inflation without sacrificing all the historic gains we've made. And that's what we're beginning to see in today's jobs report. With today's numbers, the jobs over the last 3 months have averaged about 400,000 jobs per month. That's historically robust and a sign we're beginning to shift to steady growth after rapidly recovering 600,000 jobs per month over the prior 6 months. And as we move to a new period of stable, steady growth, we should expect to see more moderation. We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year. But that's a good thing. That's a sign of a healthy economy with steady growth, rising wages for working families, everyday costs easing up, and shrinking the deficit. That stability puts us in a strong position to tackle what is clearly a problem, inflation. I've been very clear that fighting inflation is my top economic priority. On Tuesday, I spoke about one element of my inflation plan, giving the Federal Reserve the space they need to operate. Today, I'd like to address the two additional elements of my plan to tackle inflation. One, bringing down the cost of everyday goods for families. And two, bringing down the federal deficit at the same time. Bringing down the cost, here's where we stand. The two challenges on the minds of most working families are prices at the pump and prices at the grocery store. Both of these challenges have been directly exacerbated by Putin's war in Ukraine. The price of gas is up $1.40 since the beginning of the year when Putin began amassing troops at the Ukrainian border. This is a Putin price hike. Putin's war has raised the price of food because Ukraine and Russia are two of the world's major breadbaskets for wheat and corn, the basic product for so many foods around the world. But as your president, I remain committed to doing everything in my power to blunt the impact on American families. That's exactly what I'm doing. I led the world to coordinate the largest release of global oil reserves in history, 240 million barrels, to boost global supply and keep prices from rising even more. I directed the sale of gasoline using homegrown biofuels this summer, and I'm working closely with our European partners to get more of the grain locked in Ukraine right now out into the world market, which could help bring down prices. There's ways to do that over land, which we could talk about at another time. But actions have already helped to blunt that what would have been an even larger Putin price hike. Now, the other element I'd like to address that has impacts on inflation is to lower the deficit. Under my plan, we're on track to cut the federal deficit this year by $1.7 trillion. Hear me now? This year, by $1.7 trillion. That's a fact. The largest decline in American history. And by the way, those aren't White House projections. They come from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that you and the press and everybody around the country legitimately quotes all the time. That progress on tackling the deficit was not preordained. It was my economic strategy built into our historic recovery.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.